folks, as we enter the second hour of our program today, I want to again congratulate Richard Aziz on the award that he was recently given for the work that he's been doing for in and around the community here in Canada and across the Caribbean. So Richard, we want to say congratulations. We want to say keep up the good work. We want to say keep up the entertainment. With that, I want to dedicate this particular song coming up to you, Richard. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, ShabnamRadio.com.
ShabnamRadio.com.
Bye.
Transport your taste buds to the islands at Caribbean Wave Family Restaurant, nestled at 875 Milner Avenue, Unit 106 in Scarborough. Our vibrant menu showcases a variety of mouth-watering Caribbean Chinese and traditional curries to warm roti and flavorful vegetarian options. There's something to satisfy every craving. For a limited time, our party trays, large special chicken fried rice, chicken on top, is only $99, and a small tray is only $65. Regular large chicken fried rice tray for only $90, or small tray for $50. Vegetable fried rice, only $60 for large and $40 for a small tray. Remember, any of these trays can be half rice, half chow mein. Speak with our catering coordinator about your next event.
Come join us
and let the flavors of the Caribbean
wash over you.
Caribbean Wave Family Restaurant, 416-286-WAVE.
416-286-9283.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Chutney Fest is back, and better than ever at the Brampton Fairgrounds for a two-day free summer experience on July 27th and 28th. Come out and witness an explosion of Indo-Caribbean culture with musical performances by Caitlin Sultan, Miss Renuka, The Band Destiny, Omesh and the Wave Band, Sahil K, Andaz International, local singers, dance groups, Tata Band, and many more. Check out delicious food vendors and immersive booths. Doors open at 1 p.m. Bring your family and friends for Canada's largest free Indo-Caribbean festival, July 27th and 28th at the Brampton Fairgrounds. See you there!
For over 40 years, Charlie West Indian Food Mart has been serving our vibrant community across the GTA with quality and freshness from the Caribbean. Fruits, vegetables, fish, including all necessities and unique flavors from back home. Sue and Charlie want to say thank you for your wonderful friendship and support over the years. And looking forward to serving you at 3057 Hugh Ontario Street, Mississauga. Charlie's West Indian Food Mart, a family business proudly serving you and your family.
Welcome to ShopNomRadio.com, streaming your culture 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with your host, Richard Aziz.
All right, so coming up next, we have a dedication. And this dedication is going out from Ansari Baksh to his loving wife, Sophia Baksh. And, you know, she's better known as Sophie. But these two couple, this couple, got married 26 years ago. Later on this month, they'll be celebrating their 26th anniversary. To be honest with you, I really didn't think they would have lasted this long. But hey, don't tell them I said that. But, you know, 26 years is certainly a milestone. In this day and age, you left, right and center, you're hearing about divorce and stuff like that. So it's certainly a great achievement. And I want to congratulate Ansari and Sophie on making it 26 years with, you know, in this marriage with one another, building a life and all their beautiful kids. You know, it's like 26 years. I remember attending this wedding in Trinidad, and you know, it's time certainly flies. You know, I can't believe that it's actually 26 years already since they got married. But you know, Ansari wants to dedicate this upcoming song, Jabako Ibat, to his loving wife Sophie. So for that, I want to say, Sophie, this one is for you from Ansari.
Ooh. जब कोई बात बिगड़ जाए, जब कोई मुश्किल पड़ जाए, तुम देना साथ मेरा, ओ हम नवा। जब कोई बात बिगड़ जाए, जब कोई मुश्किल पड़ जाए, तुम देना साथ मेरा, ओ हम नवा। न कोई है न कोई था जिंदगी में तुम्हारे सिवा, तुम देना साथ मेरा, ओ हम नवा। रात देता है हर कोई साथ, तुम मगर अंधेरों में ना छोड़ना मेरा हाथ। हो चांदनी जब तक रात देता है हर कोई साथ, तुम मगर अंधेरों छोड़ना मेरा हाथ। जब कोई बात बिगड़ जाए, जब कोई मुश्किल पड़ जाए, तुम देना साथ मेरा, ओ हम नवा। न कोई है न कोई था सिवा, तुम देना साथ मेरा, ओ हम नवा। सिला ये सदियों का कोई आज की बात नहीं।
दिल को मेरे हुआ यकीन हम पहले भी मिले कहीं, सिलसिला ये सदियों का कोई आज की बात नहीं।
जब कोई बात बिगड़ जाए, जब कोई मुश्किल पड़ जाए, मुश्किल पड़ जाए तुम देना साथ मेरा वो हम न कोई है न कोई था जिंदगी में तुम्हारे सिवा, तुम देना साथ मेरा वो हम
folks. That particular song was dedicated from Ansari Baksh to his loving wife Sophie Baksh on their 26th wedding anniversary. Now, Ansari Baksh is one of my cousins, and you know when you're growing up you always have a partner in crime, someone who you're always getting in trouble with, someone who you always, you know, they're always looking for you because when something goes wrong they know that you two guys did it. That was what Ansari and I were growing up, and to an even an extent, now we still get into some trouble with our wives. But anyway, so I would like to dedicate the upcoming song on Ansari's and Sophie's 26th wedding anniversary. So guys, you know, keep it strong, and this one is for you guys from me.
साथ Welcome to ShabnamRadio.com. ShabnamRadio.com.
Accounting services that go beyond the numbers? Look no further than Elite Accountancy Group. Our team of dedicated professionals is here to streamline your financial processes, maximize your returns, and ensure compliance with precision and care. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Elite Accountancy Group delivers personalized solutions tailored to your needs. Experience the difference with Elite Accountancy Group, where excellence meets expertise. Call us today at 437-985-6757, again at 437-985-6757. Elite Accountancy Group, your partner in financial success.
Joy, the house is so bright and spotless, and what smells so nice? You got sweet bread in the oven? And music too? Is who coming over? Your aunt's outside man's daughter, mother, friend?
No, Ramesh. Jay Birchball told me how we could sell our house for more money than our neighbors by using psychology.
Psychology?
Yes, psychology of sales. We have 4 showings today. That's why the house looks, smells, and sounds so good. The same aunt's outside man's daughter mother friend tried it, and it worked.
I should go to Jay Birchball for him to teach me the psychology to make you keep this place like this all the time.
Jay Birchball of RE/MAX West Realty can show you how to sell your house quickly. Call the Bridge at 416-418-2745.
Bridge the gap to success. Call 416-418-2745.
Global Wireless Solutions Incorporated, a Rogers authorized dealer, invites you to visit them for all your Rogers wireless services, such as cell phones, Ignite TV and high-speed internet, home monitoring and MasterCards. Whether you're shopping for your business or just for your personal use, give them a call at 1-888-226-8354 and let them find a solution that will fill your wireless needs. Global Wireless Solutions and Rogers, keeping you connected.
Well, folks, I hope that you guys are enjoying the program, having a wonderful time listening to this program today. Like I said, Richard Aziz is off today, and I'm filling him for him on Shabnam Radio. And I have a little bit of a treat, a little bit of an update coming about the hurricane and the devastation that happened in Grenada. And right now we have on the program with us Senator Salim Rahman. And he sits in the Senate in the upper house in Grenada, and he has firsthand experience of visiting Carriacou. I've seen some photos and videos that he has sent, and so I'm just happy to welcome him to the program to get a little bit more information about what's going on down there. So welcome, Senator, to the program.
Thank you very much, brother, and a pleasant good evening to you and your listeners.
Thank you very much, and we are very, very happy that you could join us on the program today, because, we would really like to get an update of what's going on in Carriacou.
So in 2004, we were hit with a Category 4 hurricane in the south of Grenada by the name of Hurricane Ivan.
Right.
So when we saw that Hurricane Beryl was coming closer and had sped up to a Category 4 hurricane, we were deeply concerned, because we knew exactly what that could do and what it did to the south of Grenada in 2004.
Oh, right.
And when we realized that the eye was headed directly for the north of Grenada and the southern Grenadines, we knew that there was going to be significant damage, because that's what it did to the south of the island in Grenada.
Right. And so, and a Category 4 is up to about 200 miles an hour winds?
No. I believe, I'm no expert on this, but I believe that it was at about 140 something miles per hour. So yeah, that's 200 and something kilometers.
Kilometers. Okay.
So that's a deadly force in terms of the damage that it does. It just rips apart and twists. And within those types of weather systems, you have tornadoes within that system. And so if you were to go on the ground in Carriacou and you were to look at the vegetation, the trees, and the poles, you'd see a lot of the telephone poles that have snapped, and you'd see trees without any leaves and very few branches. So they look like sticks, like scarecrows, sort of.
Wow.
Because the branches have been wrung, twisted and pulled out. So immense force. And, when the pictures started to come out of Carriacou and we saw the damage there, initially we were under a state of emergency, so we had to remain in our homes. And even on mainland Grenada, we didn't have electricity and water. And that was taken for safety purposes. And so we had to wait for that to come back to our own homes, and then the state of emergency to be lifted in Grenada before we could move about. So by the second day, when we started to get pictures, I realized that we had to do something to assist. And I represent the business sector interests in the Senate. And so I reached out to several businesses. Many businesses assisted on their own different ways. You know, when you live in small societies, you know a lot of people. Everybody knows everybody kind of thing. And so they, several business people, arranged for their own goods to go up on boats and so on. And I realized that I had to do something. So I reached out. Right. While government was doing what they had to do, you remember, government has their National Disaster Management Authority, NADMA. Right. They have that agency that does a wonderful job. But government has so many responsibilities, so many people to move and to consult, and it naturally moves a little slower than if you were to have a smaller group move in. So government was on it from day one. I mean, from, you know, time the hurricane hit, they were mobilizing. They have to coordinate all of these sea and air shipments and aid and interests that's coming into the island, and try to coordinate and keep everything under control. At the same time, they have to worry about safety and our border control and all that stuff. Right. So that's what I mean when I say they have more ground to cover.
Right.
So I wanted to do what I did. I contacted some of the business people, and some of them contacted me. And I said, you know what, I'm going to try to get some boats to go up. So the gentleman that sits on the side of me in the Senate, and the left of me is the senator responsible for agriculture, Senator Sinclair.
Okay.
And I called him up. I said, Senator, we need to work together. I need some fishing boats.
Right.
To send up the Karakou, because all the main vessels are booked by the government.
Right.
So he said, well, hold on, no problem. Let me get some names to you. And he WhatsApped me some names.
Right.
And immediately I called them. Two of them were in Grenada. So I said, I want to come and see your boat to make sure it's seaworthy and, you know, to meet you, because we want to send some goods up to Karakou right away.
Right.
He said, how soon? I said, tomorrow. Tomorrow morning. So he said, okay, those fishermen said, you know what, if you contribute the fuel, we will give up our time. We'll take our vessels there free. Just give us the fuel.
Right.
So we said, okay.
How far is Karakou from Grenada itself?
By boat, it depends on the type of boat, of course. But by regular vessel, a fishing vessel, it takes 3 hours. But that journey with load took 6 hours, double the time, because of going from Grenada to Karakou, there's an underwater volcano called Kikemjeni. Many Caribbean people would be aware of that. So there's waters around that area between Grenada and Karakou is rough. And so it changes from day to day. So you have to listen to the weather advisory. But of course, if you're going up and it's an emergency trip, you many people go anyway. Because you want to, you know that they're in dire need. The people
right.
are in dire need, so you kind of risk it, calculated risk,
right?
Not an irresponsible risk. And these guys are fishermen who have a lot of experience. They go out for days at a time with their trawlers.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So when people are in need, and you have within your ability to do something, you have to do something,
right?
Because you don't know when it's going to be your turn.
Yeah.
So you can't wait for somebody else, you know, to do something. I mean, you could wait. There are many people that do wait, and there are many people that are not in a position to organize, or not in a position, you know, maybe health wise or age wise, to do it themselves.
Right.
But there is a statement in Islam that you know, our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Take five before five." And
right.
one of those is make use. A few of those is make use of your free time before you become busy. Make use of your youth before your old age. Make use of your wealth before you become poor.
Right.
You know, these are some of the things. Make use of your health before you become sick, and make use of your life before you die.
Yeah.
So we want to, while we have the energy and we have the ability, we need to do as much as we can.
And
God Almighty presented us with this opportunity where these people, our fellow citizens, were in need. And, you know, we just had to act.
So, Senator, I don't want to keep you back too long in the interview, but one thing that I will... So, I'm part of an organization called Penny Appeal Canada, and we're a charity here in Canada. And, of course, we do works all across the world. What exactly would you like in terms of assistance, or what is needed in Karakou?
But the vast majority of people on a small island like Karakou would need assistance to rebuild. The need now and for the medium term would be to rebuild. We would need solar lights.
Right.
We would need engineers or people who can come on shifts, professionals that can assist in the rebuilding, carpenters, masons, you know, just in the same way that you need materials, you
right.
also need the professionals to help to install the materials.
Right, right.
So you're talking about rebuilding at scale, rebuilding all at once. So even though it's a small island, because it's